That single case of mad cow disease sent cattle futures plummeting again today at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They were down 3 cents a pound, the limit under exchange rules. The exchange has taken the unusual step of expanding the range that prices can change on a given day, meaning in this case how much they can fall. That range was opened up to 3 cents today, and it'll be 5 cents on Monday when trading resumes. Chuck Levitt is senior livestock analyst at the Alaron Trading Corporation in Chicago. He says there were so many people trying to sell when trading opened this morning that the market effectively closed just 1 minute later.
Since there were so many contracts for sale and no takers of those contracts for sale, the contract opened at 9:05 and effectively was done trading today at 9:06 when we heard all of the sell orders.
Mr. Levitt, as someone who follows the livestock trade, have you ever seen something like this happen with cattle futures before?
I have been at this for 40 years, for over four decades. I've seen almost every possible situation develop and evolve. So this is not a brand new, unprecedented situation. The problem is it reflects a situation that has never occurred before, and that is our finding a case of mad cow here in the U.S. So we're no longer a mad cow-free country, and that is a significant development as far as the market is concerned, the industry is concerned. It essentially is an American agricultural tragedy.
It bears repeating, I suppose, that if you look longer term, beef prices now are higher than they've been for quite some time, even despite this crisis with mad cow.
It's been a bonanza year for the cattle industry. A lot of people were switching to the Atkins diet and so forth. Now it's all beginning to unravel. I'm not a really religious man, but the Lord giveth and he taketh away, and right now we're in the taketh phase of this.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Levitt, what are you hearing from your colleagues who are actually trading on the floor of the exchange?
That this is something that nobody really wants to live through. It's a disorderly market. It's very disjointed. It is really a very sad day for American agriculture, and all of the pit brokers and the people who fill these orders know how much money is involved and what kind of risk some of these people have. We are talking about millions upon millions upon millions of dollars being lost. It's a staggering development as far as the market is concerned.
Looking forward, broadly speaking, next week into next year, months ahead, where do you see the cattle futures market going?
Well, the problem is we are not going to resolve this overnight. We don't know how long it's going to take for us to regain the confidence of our customers overseas. That might take months. It might take longer. I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but it's not going to happen overnight, that's for sure.
Chuck Levitt, thanks very much.
Okay.
Chuck Levitt is senior livestock analyst with the Alaron Trading Corporation in Chicago.